Masechet Zevachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about the Tum'ah of a Nevela bird. A bird that died without proper Shechita becomes a Nevela and transmits Tum'ah to anybody who eats it, as opposed to the Nevela of an animal, which transmits Tum'ah to anybody who touches it, but not somebody who swallows it without touching it. For example, let's say a piece of a dead animal that died without proper shechita was forced down somebody's throat, and they ate it. So it didn't come in contact with his hands or anything on the outside of his body. That person would not be tameh. But the nevela of a kosher bird is an opposite. It transmits tum'ah only when swallowed, not by being carried or touched. Mishnah says, v'chulan, all of the bird offerings that we spoke about in the previous two mishnayot, enan metameot bebet habeliah, they do not transmit tum'ah via bet habeliah, is the throat, which means when a person eats it, when he swallows it. Since each one of these bird offerings was killed with melika, melika is a proper form of shechita when it comes to a bird, therefore it's not considered to be a nevela, like a regular animal. Shechita prevents it from becoming a nevela. So if an animal is killed in that way, it wouldn't transmit the same type of tum'ah. So with the bird offering, melika prevents it from becoming a nevela. And in these cases that we've been talking about, the bird offering had melika and therefore is fit to be eaten or burned on the mizbeach and would not transmit tum'ah. So the Mishnah here is telling us that even if the korban, the bird we're talking about, becomes invalid and you're not allowed to eat or burn it in that situation, it has melika, and therefore it's a dead bird that was killed in a proper way, and therefore it's not a nevela, and it would not transmit tum'ah. The second law that we'll talk about is about me'ila. Me'ila is if somebody mistakenly benefits from an item that was consecrated to the Beit HaMikdash, including korbanot, what they have to do is pay the principal plus one-fifth. And you also have to bring a korban asham. The one-fifth ends up being 25% of the original value. Here we'll talk about whether these laws apply to the bird offerings that we spoke about. Umu'alin bahen, a person is liable to me'ila if he mistakenly uses any of the bird offerings that we mentioned in the previous two mishnayot. Chutz mehatat ha'of she'asa'a lemata kema'aseh hatat l'shem hatat. Except in the case where we mentioned in the first Mishnah that the Kohen did the blood application of the bird below the red line, like a Korban Hatat, like he's supposed to. And he did it like he was supposed to do for the Korban Hatat in all the detail, and he did it Lishma for the sake of Korban Hatat. What we're saying here is a basic principle of Me'ila, that Me'ila only applies when the Korban is not allowed to be consumed, eaten by anybody. All of the korbanot that are forbidden to be eaten by anybody, either because it's invalid or because it's an ola, which is fully burned on the mizbeach, those types of korbanot, that's where me'ila would apply. But when talking about this korban hatat that was done properly, me'ila would not apply to it because it's a valid hatat that a kohen is allowed to eat this type of korban. The Torah, when it talks about me'ila, it says it applies only to kodshe Hashem, items that were consecrated to Hashem, which tells us that we're talking about korbanot that are not allowed to be eaten. So a invalid bird korban and a bird ola are not allowed to be eaten, so me'ila would apply to them. But when talking about a korban hatat, where a kohen is allowed to eat it, what we say then is even if a non-kohen ate the bird hatat, which he wasn't allowed to do, the laws of me'ila do not apply, because the fact that it was permissible to the kohen removes it from items that are kodshe Hashem, that are fully consecrated to Hashem.